We're going to finish up tonight on the gifts of the Spirit in the area of the power gifts. Those three gifts that do something, the gifts of healings, the working of miracles, and the gift of special faith. Now, don't wait for a manifestation of the gifts of healings or a working of miracles for your healing.
Amen.
Your healing's already come. Your healing has already been bought. You can pass the buckets. Your healing has already been bought and paid for. Amen? Now, I think a lot of times people are waiting for someone to come to town or someone to have a special anointing so that they can receive their healing. Now, there's nothing wrong with having people praying for you, but you don't have to wait for super duper. Amen? You don't have to wait for someone with a special anointing. You've got the word. I said, you've got the word. And I love what Pastor Caleb said on Sunday morning. As he was a healing technician, they instructed the people to get in the word. And the instructions they had was just scripture upon scripture upon scripture. How many of you know you can't get too much word? I said, you can't get too much word. In Psalm 107, verse 20, he says, he sent his word and healed them. And what happened when they got healed? They were delivered from their destructions. Amen. So you have the word of the living God, which is his covenant with you, which says that he was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, you are healed and made whole. Amen. I'm a little bit stirred up tonight because I was watching Mark Brzee. And he was interviewing Annette Capps, Charles Capps' daughter. And Annette Capps graduated with Brenda and I back in Raymond in 1977. Now, I would highly recommend you to go to World Outreach Tulsa, World Outreach Tulsa, and look up the Wednesday evening service, which was basically an interview between Pastor Mark and Sister Annette. It was powerful. And she was talking about miracles and talking about that we don't really necessarily, as the body of Christ, praise the Lord, we need to believe God for miracles to flow through us. Amen. Now, how many of you know God's a miracle-working God, and he can work miracles whenever and wherever and on whoever he desires, right? But there is such value of being in a church like this and other word churches across the nation where the word of God is continuously preached. And when the word of God is continuously preached, there's a building up that takes place.
Yes.
You know, it's like over there in the book of Acts, he says, now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. So God's word will build you up, just like praying in the Holy Ghost will build you up. So I want to encourage you to become very familiar with healing scriptures. And don't wait until you're sick to get in the word concerning healing. Get in the word now.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And I don't want to be negative or anything like that, but I remember my spiritual father, Dad Hagin, said, the crisis of life comes to all of us.
That's right.
Anybody ever experienced a crisis in their life? Okay, well, that's about 150% right there. Well, the crisis of life come to all of us. And yes, in the midst of a crisis, God is faithful and God is good. But you need to be prepared and make sure you've got a solid foundation under your feet of the Word of God. So when the storm comes and the flood arises, it will not be able to take you down. Now, why is that? Because your feet, praise God, are solidly planted on the eternal Word of the living God. And God's Word is alive. God's Word is alive. And it's powerful.
Yes.
Woo, glory to God. It's powerful.
Yes.
I mean, God's word will get in your bones.
Yes.
God's word will get in your joints.
Yes.
God's word will get in your liver.
Yes.
God's word will get in your heart.
Yes.
God's word will affect your immune system.
Yes.
Woo, glory to God. Say it with me. My immune system, grows stronger day by day. Woo, glory to God. I have a strong immune system. My immune system is getting stronger day by day. Oh, praise God. That's good news. It's good news. So familiarize yourself with the scripture. You know that the Bible says that faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
It doesn't say that faith comes by having heard. It says that faith comes by hearing. And that word hearing is in the continual sense. We should continuously be hearing ourselves speaking God's word over our bodies.
Hallelujah.
Words are powerful. Faith-filled words will dominate the laws of sin and death. Faith-filled words will remove things out of our bodies that don't belong there. We are the very temples of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He's living on the inside of us. We are wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. Amen. And so one of the most powerful things that you can say when pain comes to your body is no. Put your foot down. Just say no. I was driving to Starbucks this morning to get me some egg bites because the refrigerator is kind of empty right now. You know what I'm saying? We've been gone a week. Praise the Lord. So I drove down to Starbucks to get me some egg bites and so forth and so on. And so a little pain tried to get me over in a certain part of my body. And then it came again. And I kept driving and I pulled up to the place to order the food and everything. And right when my mouth opened up to order my egg bites, I went, oh, you know, like that. And I said, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus, by the word of the living God, I plead the blood of Jesus over my body. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You know, we can go into an absolute refusal to the curse. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He was made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Whew, glory to God. So you ought to walk around every day saying, thank God I'm redeemed from the curse. Yeah, but Pastor Mark, I don't have any pain in my body. Well, your confession ought to be, and there ain't going to be no pain in my body. Glory to God. So continuously feed on the word. Feed on his faithfulness as it pertains to your healing. He is your healer. And it's a very important thing to the Lord that you and I be healthy in this time and in this hour and in this season. Now, why is that? Because he wants his miracle working power not just to flow through Pastor Tom, and certainly it does and it will, or Pastor Caleb or Pastor Nancy or George and Pam. He wants his healing miracle working power to flow through you.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Somebody says, yeah, but I'm standing on the word for myself. Well, praise God, keep standing. But on the other hand, just keep believing God for other people to receive miracle working power. Amen? You know, he said over there in Mark 16, he said, go into all the world. Go into all the world. He didn't say go into all the church. He said go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Well, what is the gospel, Raul? The gospel's good news.
Amen.
Amen. It's good news to a person that's blind that they can see. It's good news to a person that's poor that they can have something. It's good news to a person that has been brokenhearted in life and despondent through the circumstances of life that he can make them whole again.
Yes.
But notice with me, he said, go into all the world. Does this world need Jesus?
Yes.
Oh, I'm telling you, they do. So on Monday, we were done with our meeting in Bullhead City, Arizona. That's right, Bullhead City. Bullhead City, town of about 50,000, right by Laughlin, Nevada. We were done Sunday night. Pastor Ricky did such a tremendous job, and we just had ourselves a high heel time. But it's time now to go home. Amen. And you know, home's a good place to go when you're done. No sense of sticking around when you're done. And when you're through, you're through. And so Brenda was heading to Tulsa, and so Pastor Ricky, her brother, and Sally drove her to Phoenix, which is 3.5 hours away from Bullhead City. And then Chelsea, the pastor, little Ricky's wife, drove me to Las Vegas. And I'm telling you what, there's a lot of worldly people in Las Vegas. And not only that, but how many of you have ever heard of the Oakland Las Vegas Raiders? Okay. Well, they had a game Sunday. And they lost. And I'm telling you, I have never felt or seen so much depression on people with Raiders hats on in my life. I mean, I'm in the jet, and there's three guys, three big dudes, right? And I tell you, they sat down, and it took them about 30 seconds to 1 minute to fall asleep. And I was sitting next to another guy. He was a fireman. He had a Raiders hat on. I was talking to him, and I said, man. And he looked over and said, yeah, looks like they had a pretty rough night. How many of you know the world is having rough days? The world is having rough nights. But you and I, we have the answer for the world. I'm going to try that side over here. You and I have the answer for the world. And his name is Jesus. Now, I know everyone's not open, but there's a whole lot more people that are open than we realize. You just talk to our evangelism team that goes out to 98th Ave and goes to Bart and Caldwell. What's her first name?
Danielle
Caldwell. She goes down to a barbecue place on Sunday after church. Praise the Lord. And she wins people to the Lord. Then she goes over to the laundromat and she leads people to the Lord. She may take Bart over and lead four or five people to Jesus. I'm telling you, the world is hungry. But the world is also hurting. And part of our vision here at Heart of the Bay is to heal the hurting. Surely the hurting that are in the congregation. But we need to get a viewpoint and a mindset of people that are outside of these walls. And really, you are the ones that are going to see them. You are the ones that are going to reach them. So he says, go into all the world and preach the good news.
Amen.
Preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Amen. And now notice, these signs. Everyone say these signs.
These signs.
We could say it this way, these workings of miracles. These gifts of healings. These gifts of special faith. These signs shall follow the believing ones. And we are a bunch of believing ones. These signs shall follow the believing ones. And then he said, in my name. In my name. What will they do? They'll cast out devils. In my name, they'll speak with new tongues. In my name, they shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. And you know what? Those believers in those days, they went forth, preached everywhere. I mean, everywhere they had an opportunity, they preached. And the scripture says the Lord worked with them. He worked with them. And what did he do? He confirmed the word that they preached Amen. With signs and wonders following. So here's the mindset that we need to have. This is what I'm trying to get over to you tonight. Get full of the word. Just get so full of God's word that there is no room for anything else. So full of the word that there's no room for disease. So full of the word that there's no room for depression. So full of the word, there is no room for emotional breakdowns. Filled with all the fullness of God. Filled with all the fullness of his holy word.
Amen.
And then, as you are filled with the word of God, accommodate the Holy Spirit. Become aware of him. Fellowship with him. Commune with him. He is the third person of the Godhead after all. And he will show us to come. He will show us things to come. And he will lead us and he will guide us into all the truth. And he will empower you and anoint you and come upon you and enable you to know things and see things about certain situations and certain people. Now, it's not every day that you're going to see something and that you're going to know something, but be aware of his presence in your life. Amen. Accommodate him. Host the Holy Spirit. Talk with him. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. It'll be amazing the opportunities that he will afford you. It'll be amazing the opportunities that you will have to speak a word in season, to lay hands on the weary and to lift them up out of the miry clay. Amen. So say it with me. The Spirit of the Lord
is upon me
because he has anointed me. On Thursday night, there was a special anointing there to minister to people. There was just an unusual ability, if you will, an empowerment from the Holy Spirit to preach. It's like, you know, a lot of times I'll preach and teach, but this one I preached. And it was about like 35 minutes of just preaching. And the Holy Ghost came upon us, but the Lord led us to anoint with fresh oil anybody in the house that wanted to be anointed with fresh oil. And one of the things that I got in my spirit as we prayed for them is to lead them in the confession and to say this on a regular basis. And we could do that in this place too. So raise a hand toward heaven and say, the Spirit of the Lord
is upon me
because he has anointed me. He's anointed me with fresh oil. Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. Working of miracles. The working of miracles. The working of miracles. Now I want to talk to you just for a few minutes tonight about how the working of miracles functions and operates in proportion to our obedience. In proportion to our obedience. We looked a couple of weeks ago at the working of miracles and all the miracles that took place when Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt. Amen? They went over on dry land over through the Red Sea. And then the Bible says he brought them forth with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble among their tribes. I want to show you one tonight. So turn in your Bibles, if you would, over to 1 Kings, and I believe it's chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. Amen. Say with me, the working of miracles. Hallelujah. Explosions of almightiness. Impelling, staggering wonders or astonishments. And outworkings of his power. Amen. Now here's a miracle that just required obedience. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Verse 2. Now notice this. And the word of the Lord. Look for the word of the Lord coming to you. Look for the word of the Lord coming to you so that he can manifest himself through you. Verse 3. Get thee hence and go east and hide yourself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be. Everyone say it shall be. So he said here now, go and it shall be that you will drink of the brook. And I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Notice this. He commanded the ravens to feed them there. And in verse 5, so he went and did according to the word of God. He got the word, it came, and so he obeyed that word. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Now notice verse 4 again. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Now listen to this. He had to go there to receive the Father's care. If he had not gone there, he would not have received the miracle of the Father's care of provision. Amen? So it required obedience to a person. Amen? But it also required obedience to a place. In the book of Isaiah, in chapter 1 and verse 19, notice this verse of scripture and go ahead and read it with me if you will. Let's read. If you be willing and obedient, we could say in the context of tonight's message, because he was willing, because he was obedient, he ate the food that the ravens brought him. Now notice this. Willingness and obedience. obedience to a person, what the Lord said, and obedience to a place. It is so vital, I cannot stress it enough, how important it is for you and I to be in the right place at the right time. Because when you are in your place called there, wherever there is for you, and I believe that God has a place called there for every one of his kids.
Amen.
Amen? A place called there is your provision for your wealthy place. It positioned him for a miracle. Amen?
Yes.
And so the leading of God is very much connected to the provision of God. I'll guarantee you this. If Brenda and I were not called to Heart of the Bay Christian Center in the Bay Area of California, if we were not called here and we tried to do this in our own strength, we would have fallen flat on our face decades ago. There would have not have been the provision. There would have not have been the miracles. And that's why a lot of people today are struggling, because they're out of place. They're not in their place called there. They're in their place up here. Selah. And so we must be led to this place. Say it to me. Every one of us have a place called there. So the question is, are we listening and are we obeying? Now notice in verse 7. It says, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee there. Does God use widows?
Yes.
Whew, he sure does. So verse 10, he rose. Again, he's obeying. And he went there. And he came to the gate of the city, and behold, the widow woman was there gathering the sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, as the Lord God lives, I don't have a cake, but I have a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. That's not a real good confession. And Elijah said unto her, see, Elijah was in the right place. Because he was in the right place, he was emboldened to say the things that he just said, was going to say to her. Notice with me, he said in the next verse, fear not. Fear not. Go and do as you have said, but make me thereof a little cake first. Here's the principle of putting God first.
Amen.
This was a man of God. And he said, make me a cake first and bring it unto me, and after make thee for thee and thy son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal, it ain't going to waste. Neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. Verse 15. And she went and did. She went and did. Her miracle was connected to her hearing the word and then obeying the word. Oftentimes, our provisional miracles are connected to hearing what he's saying and then acting on what he's saying.
Amen.
Say with me, faith
is acting on
the word of the living God. Verse 15, and she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat 2 days? She did eat many days. And here's the miracle. And the barrel of meal wasted not. Woo, glory to God. It wasted not. Neither did the cruse of oil fail according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Do you see the connection? The obedience. That's a provisional miracle. God's got provisional miracles for you. And the factors are obedience and action, doing what he said. You think about Jesus when the wine ran out at Cana, and they didn't know what they were going to do. In John chapter 2, and Jesus knew his mom. He kind of like knew what she was going to do. And I can just see him looking at her like, not now, it's not my time yet. But you know what she said? Whatever he says, whatever he says to you, do it.
Amen.
Same principle. Whatever, when the word of the Lord comes, put it into action. Amen? That was his first miracle. There were 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And Jesus said, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said, every man at the beginning doth set forth the good wine. And when we have well drunk, then that now is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles. Think about it. The beginning of miracles. And we are still in the age of miracles.
Amen.
We're in the church age.
Amen.
Somebody said, oh man, all these wonderful things happened in the book of Acts. Brothers and sisters, we're still in the book of Acts.
Yes, we are.
Because we're still the church. We're still the body of the anointed one. Amen?
Amen.
So you could take so much more time to talk about this, which we will not do, but we see so many miracles in the Word.
Hallelujah.
We see axe heads floating in the water.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
We see Samson slaying 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey.
Yeah.
That's a miracle.
Yeah.
Something came upon Samson.
That's right.
And you see Jesus with a 2-piece fish dinner and a loaf of bread, praying and thanking God for the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. And that day, over 5,000 men and their families were fed. Woo, glory to God. But it required the obedience of the disciples. He said, sit them down and get ready for a feast. Woo, glory to God. Now, some religious people, they're crazy. People, you know, some religious person was quoted as saying, yeah, but, you know, the bread, the loaves were bigger then in those days. There's always people trying to explain away a miracle. Thank God for his miracle working power. And so we see this over and over again. And going over into the book of Acts in chapter 8 and verse 5 and 6, it says, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria. And what did he preach? He preached Christ unto them. Acts chapter 8, verse 5 and 6. He preached the gospel to them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. And then over in Acts chapter 6, verse 8, it says, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. And then you look at Acts 19:11, it says, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. And then you look at Acts 15:12, it says, then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Saul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had worked among the Gentiles by them. And so we pray and we believe God as you stand to your feet right now.
Amen.
Glory to God. I said glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but I'm stirred up for this.
Yes.
I'm stirred up for his power and for his signs and wonders flowing through this church flowing through this body. Amen?
Amen.
Well, let's lift up our hands and thank Him right now. Glory to God. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Now let's pray this together. Say this with me, Lord. These manifestations of the Holy Spirit are for us today. You haven't taken them out of the church. You said these gifts are given to the church. They belong to us, and we ought to have them in manifestation. So we pray, Lord, that they will be in greater manifestation in our midst. And then as a body of believers, we covet them and we desire spiritual gifts earnestly. Amen. So let's pray in the Spirit just for a few minutes tonight about that. Lord, we thank You for the power gifts. Lord, we've taught on this for several weeks now. We've taught on special faith. We've taught on gifts of healings. We've ministered along the lines of working of miracles. And so, Lord, as a church tonight, even though we're few in number, Lord, we're strong in faith. Say it to me, we're strong. We are strong in faith. And we are strong in expectation. Glory to God. So let's pray about these gifts right now. Go ahead and bring your supply. Glory to God. Give voice to your prayers tonight. Give voice to your prayers tonight. Maso remedishe kamaranda. Verido zelebrende bakashte la mahaya. Voste me te pana marinde kosole. Oh, brikise malaya. Thank You, Father. Lord, we know that there's a world that is waiting for a word. There's a world that is waiting for a word. There's people that are bound in religious cults. There are people in the Muslim, in the area of that religion, Lord. There are people that are outside of these walls. They don't know You. Oh, Jesus. Even the children, Lord. The children, Lord. Brakas Sondre. We live by a mosque out there in Union City. And as I was driving this morning past the mosque, I saw the kids. And I thought to myself, those children are going to need to know about Jesus. They're going to need to know about Jesus. They've been so indoctrinated with false teaching and false religions. Let's pray, Lord God, for those people right now. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Milebrata celebrande. Verando laboroti stiplapayede. Ah, thank You, Lord. Open our eyes, Lord. Open our eyes, Lord. May the spirit of seeing and the spirit of knowing come upon the church. The spirit of seeing, Lord, and the spirit of knowing. Oh, predice amai. Ande borite istola brande. E frede shalamakore. Now, we're not willing. Because I know you're not willing. You're not willing that any should perish. It's not Your plan. It's not Your will for people to perish. Help us, Lord, to win as many people as we possibly can. Thank You for the equipment, Lord. Thank You for equipping us with everything good, that we may carry out Your will. We know what Your will is. We thank You for supernatural equipment to carry out the will of God. Oh, Briki Samanite. Oh, praise God. Pray this with me. Thy kingdom come. The will of God be done. Right here in the Bay Area. Oh, praise God. Say it again. Thy kingdom come. The will of God. The will of God be done. Oh, Briki Samahaya. Oh, Mridi Shelebratea. Oh, Father, thank You, Lord. There are people, Lord, that are in the valley. They're in the valley of decision, Lord. Thank You, Lord, that we have authority. We can pull people out of the fire. Hallelujah. We can pull people up and out of the fire in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank You that in this place, salvations shall be poured out. In this place, salvations shall come. In this place, people shall respond to the altar calls. People shall respond to the goodness of God. Woo, glory to God. How many of you are believing with me? Amen. How many of you are believing with me? Glory to God. It's not about just us four and no more. I tell you, there's room for more. Looking around at all the empty seats, there's room for more. There's room for more people. Amen. What do you say? We call them in. Glory to God. Come on, somebody. Say with me, I call people in. I call them in right now. From the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. Thank you, Lord, for supernaturally drawing people to this place. Thank you, Lord, for all that are coming. Glory to God. They're coming from the north. They're coming from the south. They're coming from the east. They're coming from the west, Lord. Woo! Glory to God. They're coming from every quarter. They're coming from every walk of life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for supernatural salvations, notable miracles in the area of deliverance, in the area of salvations, Lord. Oh, praise God. Oh, we come against that confusion. We come against that confusion in the young people in our nation. In the name of Jesus. We come against those demonic forces, those demonic spirits that would influence them to become something and a someone they are not. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father, for supernatural intervention. Supernatural intervention. Oh, prekiseama. Oh, remedishelebrate. Glory to God. You know, in Corinthians, it talks about that we are ambassadors. And what an ambassador is a diplomatic minister of the highest order. The highest order that you and I have been given is the Great Commission. And there's a scripture in the book of Hebrews that says, a wise ambassador is health. One translation of that verse says, a wise ambassador brings healing. So we bring healing everywhere we go. Why is that? Because we got the healer living in us. Glory to God. Look at your hands. Say, these hands are anointed. My voice is anointed. My feet are anointed. Glory to God. I'm expecting good things. How about you? Amen. We're living in the last of the last days. We might as well go for it. With everything we got. Amen. How many of you will go with us? How many of you will go with us? We're going up higher. We're going in stronger. Praise God. I'm telling you, the winds of Pentecost are coming upon us even stronger. The winds of the Spirit are attending our way. Amen. And the fire of God is being turned up in our life. Woo, glory to God. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. And fire,
and fire,
and fire,
and fire,
and fire. Woo, glory to God. Now, one thing I know for sure about the fire of God, it's got to be stirred up. It's got to be stirred up. Don't wait for someone to stir up the gift that's in you. You stir up the gift that's on the inside of you. How do you do that? By praying in the Holy Ghost. And you'll rise higher and higher. You'll go from one degree of glory to the next. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Good night. Have a blessed evening.